This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Angelia Freeman here from the Community Cancer Center, beginning a week, a series of interviews every Thursday this month about the power of pink. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, what is the power of pink?
Well, the Cancer Center has decided to use the power of pink, the pink ribbon for breast cancer awareness, as a awareness of cancer risk management for all types of cancer. And so that's what we're promoting, is healthier lifestyles to lower your manageable cancer risks.
And talk about the correlation there about the healthy lifestyle and lessening that risk.
So we have a lot of different cancer risks. Some of them we do not have control over, for the fact that if you're a woman and you're aging, your risk of breast cancer is higher. But there are many risks that we can manage, like weight, nutrition, healthier lifestyles, movement, those kinds of things. And that's what we're promoting this month, is taking a look at those manageable risks and what we can do to manage them better to lower our risk of a cancer diagnosis.
Around Douglas County, you guys deal with folks all the time that are going through cancer, and that tends to be, for a lot of folks, a pretty tough time.
It's a very difficult journey to experience, absolutely. And what we want to do is make that as comfortable as possible, with the highest level of compassion that we can do for our cancer patients. And that's why we have these different programs like chronic pain management, cancer support groups, and so forth.
Around an average month, how many folks do you probably interact with?
Personally, in the outreach department, anywhere from 100 to 150, depending on what their needs are and what program we have going.
Wow. So do these programs, a lot of them meet every week, or how does it work?
Well, it depends on the program. For example, a chronic pain management class is actually a six-week workshop, so we'll have a group of 8 to 12 people that will meet every week for 6 weeks. Or we have a cancer support group where we'll have a dozen or more people, and then they meet monthly. And then we do one-on-one meetings. Tobacco cessation, they meet every week.
Now, have you guys been doing these programs for a long time?
I've been at the Cancer Center since 2012, where I originally started on a Komen breast health grant. And since 2012 is when we started implementing outreach programs. In 2015, we expanded those programs considerably. So we have many, many different classes, workshops, meetings, events that all focus around the cancer patient and what we can do that best help them while they're in their journey into survivorship.
So who leads these classes and different events?
That would be me.
So what's it like, being able to share this information and see it make an impact for people?
The impact is, it's very gratifying in that you can take someone who is on their cancer journey and they are going through a really difficult time, and they can enter a support group, or they can enter one of the classes, and they find that they now have tools that can help them while they're trying to navigate through all of the difficulties. Because you go through not only the physical difficulty of cancer treatment, but you also go through the emotional piece of it, and you just need someone that's going to help you navigate through that. It's a tricky path.
And my understanding too is that a lot of the best people, in terms of folks that might be helping you, is people that have gone through it and come back on the other side.
It is. We have our patient mentor program. So we have patients who have gone through radiation therapy for their cancer treatment, and they have agreed to mentor other patients who are going through that process as well. And when they go into the patient mentor program, they go through a pretty vigorous training, and then we vet them through and make sure that they're ready to be that mentor and focus on someone's journey as they go through their cancer process themselves.
Now, the Community Cancer Center has been around for a long time. Do you remember what year it began?
December 1979 is when we officially got our nonprofit status.
Wow. So over 40 years then.
Yeah. Yes.
And how many people are on the staff over there?
We have at this time 26 staff members, plus our array of board members. I want to say there's 25 board members.
And what's the role of the board members?
The board members, they help navigate and advise our executive committee, who they then do executive committee stuff.
So a lot going on to do, and a special emphasis this month with the Power of Pink. If people want to find out more about that, or if they're even, you know, begun this journey and kind of feel all alone, how do they get connected with you?
Well, we have our Facebook page, and every day we're doing tips about healthier lifestyles that you can adapt for your managing your cancer risks that are manageable. Then we also have a display up in our atrium that has cancer resource information. So if you need a mammogram, you need to find out more information about a specific cancer, what those resources are available to you. We're also doing a drawing. So we have, every year we do a huge gift basket. That this year it's not in a basket, it's just a giveaway. And it's valued up to $500. And so we want you to put your name in the drawing. We can do that. We've had other organizations. Sherm's Thunderbird Market has done a fundraiser for us in connection with the Sutter Home Hope Campaign, which was a huge thank you. We also had South Umpqua School District do their consumer sciences program, did a wonderful contribution of neck pillows for cancer patients. So we've got a lot of different organizations that are also doing this campaign with us, and we're very thankful for that.
All right. What's your phone number over there if people want to get connected?
Want to talk to me directly? You can call 541-672-0072.
All right. Angela Freeman from the Community Cancer Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.